Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, guest, and criminal defense lawyer, Laurie Hellas.
The doomsday groups that are coming out of LDS. I mean, and then the ability to start thinking in such a bizarre way, in such a dark way, where you're able to rationalize the abuse of your own kids. I mean, that's the disturbing part. I mean, there's doomsdayers, there always has been. Not, you know, the most rational people in terms of thinking, but it gets to be even scarier when they feel like this thing is imminent, like it's coming, and we better be ready with our water and our food and everything else. But with that, with believing that the end is near, then do like practical reasons or practical reasoning about how to parent children, does that just go out the window and anything goes now? Because, well, it's near the end, so we can do anything. How do they, I don't quite get how they go from, okay, the end is coming, let's prep, to let's abuse our kids in such archaic and insane ways.
Well, I think that the belief is that they are, that they are correcting their children and guiding their children in a way that is going to keep them on the straight and narrow so that they are chosen when God comes back, when okay. Jesus comes back. And I think that, I mean, if you talk about Lori Vallow, they took it to the absolute extreme.
Sure.
And if you listen to her allocution at her sentencing, she truly believed that she was rescuing her children from the times of tribulation. She was saving them mm-hmm. from the terrible things that were to come. So if you have parents that are in that mindset, that what's coming is going to be so terrible, I need to make sure that my kids are tough. I need to make sure that my kids are mentally and emotionally ready for this horrible thing that's going to happen, then I think they justify an awful lot of horrible treatment and torture and terrible behavior.
It's scary to just see how that rationalization goes on. I know the LDS church, quite often when the people break off and do their own thing, it's very quickly to say, well, they're not part of us, you know, but they got there. They were able to ramp up the steps to eventually go and break off. I mean, what is it about the LDS church that enables so many of these people to go off in these real crazy extreme routes here in modern culture?
Well, Tony, I think that's a great question. And I think the answer is really that most of these people, and there are converts to the church, but I think what you will find is that most of these people are third and fourth and generation. Mm-hmm. And they have grown up in the bubble that is the church, because the church really encourages people. It's not so much the religion as it is the culture. Mm-hmm. And they encourage the people to stay within the cultural bubble of the LDS church. And when you are third or fourth generation within that bubble, it's very difficult to see beyond that. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes you have people who their entire mindset is the Book of Mormon and Doctrine and Covenants and Mormon history, and they don't see beyond that. They don't seek information beyond that. And the church really discourages members from seeking information beyond that is available through the church. Mm-hmm. Now, the widespread information, thanks to the internet, has made it more difficult for the church to control the message. Nonetheless, I think that people are, they are so firmly inbred, the culture is so firmly in their very makeup, mm-hmm. that it's very difficult for them to see beyond that and to go beyond what the church teaches. And then when these splinter groups come up, or these people who claim to be prophets, such as Tom Harrison, who wrote a book called Visions of Glory, and which has become very, very influential in the doomsday arena, the LDS doomsday area. Mm-hmm. I think they're like ripe for the picking in those situations. And while I want to say that the everyday member of the LDS Church, and I have family members who belong to the church, I have lived in neighborhoods that were predominantly LDS, and I find them to be warm, loving, generous friends and family and neighbors. And so I don't mean in any way to disparage the individual folks within the faith. Mm-hmm. But in studying, I realize that if the mainstream doctrine is 12 o'clock, the doctrines that the doomsday folks are embracing are really about 12:01. They're not that far away.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take a lot of movement to move just a little tick off of the mainstream doctrine into those doomsday ideas. And I think that we're seeing it. And I think that what we may be seeing is a major schism coming within the mainstream church. Mm-hmm. Because back in the 80s and 90s, the church really aligned themselves with evangelical Christians. And so really aligned themselves more with the with sort of the conservative movement within the Christian mainstream Christian church. Mm-hmm. And I think that we're seeing that sector of the LDS church pull back from some of the modernizations that have been happening in the church around LGBTQ issues and sort of a loosening of some of the social mores that the church has always been very strict about. And the pushback is from the conservative groups who are saying, no, we want to go, we think that the LDS church is actually in apostasy because they are modernizing and we want to go back to what Joseph Smith taught. So I think there are some schisms coming in the church.
Be very interesting to watch. Every year, it seems to get a little more stranger, and we see more and more unhealthy behavior and individuals.
Right.
Just kind of skewing out. Scary stuff.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own.
surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.